and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to pop rock songs in which jazz musicians take solos, music by The Doors, The Rolling Stones, Lou Reed, and more. It's Jazz Cameos tonight on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Phil Woods joining Billy Joel on his 1977 hit single Just the Way You Are from Joel's album The Stranger. Woods said not long after a teenage musician asked him, "Are you the guy on the Billy Joel record?" and went on to inquire if Woods had ever led any dates on his own. Jazz cameos are the theme on this edition of Nightlights, pop rock records that feature solos by jazz musicians of note. Later on, we'll be hearing music from Carole King, Sting, and other pop rock musicians who've had jazz musicians sit in on recording dates with them. We're going to start off with a couple of trumpet jazz cameos, beginning with a South African jazz trumpeter Hugh Masekela, who is on a Birds track that you've probably heard on the radio. In fact, a lot of the things I'll be playing on this program, you've probably heard and may not have known that certain famous jazz musicians were on these tracks. In 1967, Masekela was, like the Birds and Gene Clark, managed by Larry Spector, and his path was crossing with that of the Birds quite often during this period. Birds bassist Chris Hillman played on sessions with Masekela that inspired him to begin writing the songs that appeared on the Birds' 1967 album, Younger Than Yesterday. Masekela contributed trumpet to one of those compositions, the bass line of which was apparently borrowed from Masekela's keyboardist. Here's South African jazz trumpeter Hugh Masekela with the Birds on So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star on Nightlights. The Birds from 1967 with So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, co-written by guitarist Roger McGuinn and bassist Chris Hillman, and featuring jazz trumpeter Hugh Masekela on trumpet from the album Younger Than Yesterday. Our next jazz cameo also features a legendary jazz trumpeter popping up on a pop rock song, and that's one by Elvis Costello. Costello told the story in an interview with Jazz Times about how this came to be. He was doing the sessions for his album Punch the Clock in the early 1980s, and he had a song called Shipbuilding that he really wanted a trumpet on, and he'd been talking to his record company, he said, about who might play the solo on it. He says, "There was definitely a sense that the sound I wanted was a particular plaintiveness that I was associating with Roundabout Midnight, the record by Miles Davis, or Kind of Blue. I actually had a conversation with Wynton Marsalis about doing it. This was when he had just made one record. We had one conversation on the phone. I think he was totally bewildered that some guy from England was calling him up to play on a record, and he couldn't do it. And there wasn't anybody in England I trusted, and I opened the Melody Maker, and Chet Baker was playing the very next day. And he was only my favorite trumpet player alive and the only one that I could actually get to speak to, or so I thought. And I thought maybe if I go down there and ask him if he'd play, all he could say was no." Costello says he went down to the club and introduced himself to Baker, who had no idea who Elvis Costello was. And he said, "I'm a musician. Is there any way in the world you would consider coming and playing on a session?" Baker said, "Well, yeah, I'll do it for scale." And I said, "How about we give you double scale?" Chet Baker with Elvis Costello on Shipbuilding.
Is it worth it? And you and the coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Boy said, "Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas." It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got killed in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, and we could be diving.
trumpeter Chet Baker sitting in with Elvis Costello on Shipbuilding from Costello's album Punch the Clock. Turning now from trumpeters to tenor saxophonist on this Jazz Cameos edition of Nightlights, we're going to hear from Zoot Sims, who was a member of Woody Herman's Four Brothers saxophone section in the late 1940s. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, Sims occasionally freelanced on pop rock records. Phoebe Snow's eponymous debut album, recorded in 1973 and released in 1974, included both Sims and jazz pianist Teddy Wilson. You can hear Sims on her top five hit, Poetry Man. We'll also hear Sims in 1968 with singer-songwriter Laura Nyro on Lonely Women. Zoot Sims on Nightlights.
Poetry man, you make things all right. make things alright. No one hurries home to lonely women. No one hurries home to lonely women. A gal could die without a man, and no one knows it better than lonely the blues like lonely women do. No one knows the blues like lonely women, yeah. Blues, blues that make the walls rush in, walls that tell you where you've been, and you've been to the hollow, lonely women, yeah. Let me die.
Tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims performing with Laura Nero in her 1968 recording Lonely Woman. Before that, we heard Sims with Phoebe Snow from her 1974 eponymous album Doing Poetry Man. Turning now to another tenor saxophonist, the legendary Sonny Rollins. And even if you don't listen to jazz, chances are you've heard Sonny Rollins because he's on one of the Rolling Stones' early 1980s radio hits. Rollins said in an interview about, he talked about how it came about. He said, there was a friend of mine, an English guy that I had done a documentary for. He and Mick Jagger are good friends. I was working down at a club in New York. I think it was the Bottom Line. And he brought Jagger down and they were there and everything. I didn't talk to them, but later on he called and said, Mick Jagger would really like to have you on their album. But anyway, I was sort of convinced. My wife liked the Rolling Stones a lot, and I thought it might be an interesting experiment to see if I can express myself in that kind of environment. Sonny Rollins with the Rolling Stones and their 1981 hit, I'm Just Waiting on a Friend, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins on the Rolling Stones' 1981 hit, I'm Just Waiting on a Friend. Rollins also appeared on the tracks Slave and Neighbors, all of those from the Stones' sessions for the album Tattoo You. Another jazz musician who played with the Rolling Stones much later on was bassist Daryl Jones. He replaced Bill Wyman, the longtime Stones bassist who retired from the Stones in the early 1990s. And he is also on Sting's album, Dream of the Blue Turtles. In 1985, Sting's group, The Police, had all but officially broken up. Sting had played with jazz and progressive groups before The Police, and now he turned to members of trumpeter Wynton Marsalis' group for his first solo album, which is, as I said, titled Dream of the Blue Turtles. It's probably one of the most famous jazz-pop collaborations in recent times, with Branford Marsalis on saxophone and Kenny Kirkland on piano coming from Wynton's band, along with bassist Daryl Jones, who had played with Miles Davis, and Omar Hakim on drums. Wynton Marsalis was famously unhappy about his brother's foray into pop and made some fairly critical remarks to the jazz press. You can hear Branford, among other tracks, on Sting's 1985 hit Fortress Around Your Heart. Here it is on Nightlights.
Cries of pity, siege guns are being pounded into the night. It took a day to build a city. We walked through its streets in the afternoon. As I returned across the fields I'd known, I recognized the walls that I'd once made. Had to stop in my tracks for fear.
Branford Marsalis playing soprano saxophone there on Sting's 1985 hit Fortress Around Your Heart from the album Dream of the Blue Turtles, which featured an entire jazz group backing up Sting, Kenny Kirkland on piano, along with Branford coming out of Wynton Marsalis's working group at the time, and bassist Daryl Jones and drummer Omar Hakim. Our next two tracks come from the rock band The Doors and pop rock singer-songwriter Carol King, and they feature Curtis Amy, a West Coast jazz saxophonist who recorded somewhat frequently in the early 1960s on his own as a leader, and also was playing with Gerald Wilson's big band in the 1960s out on the West Coast, and like many jazz musicians on the West Coast in the 1960s, was picking up all kinds of studio work to help pay the bills as work in the jazz world became harder and harder to get. The wave of rock and roll just kind of eclipsing a lot of jazz musicians at that time, making it a lot harder for people to earn their livelihood solely through playing jazz music. And so it wasn't infrequent that you'd see them on pop rock dates. In fact, bassist Leroy Vinegar can be heard playing acoustic bass on The Doors' Spanish Caravan. We're going to hear another Doors track that features a solo from saxophonist Curtis Amy. This is Touch Me on Nightlights.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Changing, or maybe we just stop trying.
so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something be good times again for me and you. But we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something
Carole King with It's Too Late from her 1971 smash album Tapestry, featuring jazz saxophonist Curtis Amy on soprano saxophone there. Before that, we heard Amy sitting in with the Doors from their 1969 LP, The Soft Parade, Amy performing some tenor saxophone work on the song Touch Me. We're going to close out this Jazz Cameos edition of Nightlights with an epic performance of a Lou Reed classic, and it comes out of Don Cherry's late 1970s musical partnership with Reed. Don Cherry, of course, known to many jazz fans for his participation in Ornette Coleman's famous quartet of the late 1950s. And Cherry's partnership with Reed would culminate in Reed's late 1970s album, The Bells. That partnership and one of their first ever performances together came about as a result of a chance meeting at the Los Angeles airport in the autumn of 1976. Reed recognized Cherry from an old Ornette Coleman album cover, introduced himself and relayed his admiration, and asked Cherry if he'd be willing to sit in with Reed's band for a gig that night. Well, Don Cherry canceled his flight, and he did sit in with Lou Reed, and he sat in again the next night with Reed at the Roxy, from which this performance is taken. Lou Reed and Don Cherry with Heroin on Nightlights.
I don't know. Just where you're going. But I'm gonna try for the kingdom if I can. Cause it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put a spike into my vein. Then things aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing on my run, feel just like Jesus, son. And I guess that I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know. Big decision. I'm gonna try to nullify my life. I have need. When the blood begins to flow, when it shoots out the dropper's neck, when I'm closing in on death, oh boot me mama, when I'm closing in on death, ooh you can't help me. Hey, not you guys. Oh, babe, all you girls that all you sweet, pretty talk. You can all go take a walk. And I guess I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know. Thank you. born a thousand years ago. I wish that I'd sail the darkest seas on a great big clipper ship going from this land here to there. He had put on a pretty little sailor suit and cap. Away from the big city, where a man cannot be free. Of all the evils in this town, and of himself and those around, and I'll tell you that I guess that I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know.
Just don't know. guess that I just don't know.
We finished with Lou Reed and Don Cherry in 1976 performing Heroin off the Reed anthology Between Thought and Expression. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and from Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on our webpage at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.